Haynes, selected for National Arts Economic Training, and Southeast Winter Troll Fishery stays open amid Chinook concerns. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. Five Haynes residents have formed a team that will participate in a new arts-based economic development program. The group is made up of municipal and business leaders and members of the arts community. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Out of 40 applicants, the Haynes Borough is one of seven county-based teams selected to participate in the Creative Counties Placemaking Challenge, a collaboration between the National Association of Counties and Americans for the Arts. The 18-month technical support program begins in January. Assemblymembers Sean Mady and Brenda Josephson are on the Haynes team. So is Sylvia Hines, co-owner of the Chilkat Valley Sawmill, ProHNS's Jeremy Stevens, and Carol Tyneman from the Alaska Arts Confluence. Here's Mady.
I hope to contribute a very strong desire to learn everything offered. The whole reason we're going is to learn how to bring arts to the communities and how to bring in citizen engagement. So I'm willing to go in and bring a completely open slate, a clean slate, ready to be written down into to see what we can learn.
He says the goal is to...
It's pretty simple, based on the comprehensive plan, what direction the majority of people in Haynes want it to go towards. And we want to incorporate arts, and we want to incorporate all of these things that this program is talking about, helping government officials incorporate into towns in a successful manner.
Stevens points to how this approach has worked in other communities.
It's a educational and technical assistance opportunity. So not necessarily thinking that this is something that we need to do, but it is a path that many communities are taking, and they're very successful with it. And we are now provided an opportunity to apply to receive that training and assistance for free. And I'm all about, continuing education and learning what other communities are doing and receiving that assistance if someone wants to give it to us.
Steven says this isn't necessarily about developing a product for the Haynes Borough.
There's definitely going to be some very small products that we can take in the form of education and assistance from NACO that we could apply either individually or as a team here in Haynes. But in terms of a plan or something to present to the community of Haynes or the government in the Haynes Borough Assembly, I don't really think that is something that is definitely going to happen.
The team will attend a 3-day workshop in Des Moines, Iowa in March. After that, they'll receive follow-up resources and technical support. Other teams selected hail from Iowa, Louisiana, New Hampshire, Ohio, New Mexico, and Utah. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.
The Department of Fish and Game announced this week that the Winter King fishery will continue as usual, for now. The fishery has seen slow catch rates and low effort, according to Rhea Ersman, assistant management biologist for Southeast Troll Fisheries. Around 6,600 Chinook have been caught since early October. The department tentatively plans to keep the fishery open until mid-March. Though fishermen met the harvest limit early in 2015 and 2016, it seems unlikely fishermen will reach the goal of 45,000 fish this year, Ersman says. That could change after January, when the Board of Fish is set to meet. Tasked with setting management plans for Alaska State Fisheries, the board could revise guidelines for Southeast Chinook and decide to end winter king season early. No matter how long trollers can fish, Southeast's king salmon will be on the agenda for the board. 2017 and 2018 forecasts represent some of the poorest Chinook returns to Southeast rivers in more than 25 years, which has managers and fishermen concerned. That's according to Brian Elliott, ADF&G's assistant area manager for Haynes. He says mortality at sea is keeping kings from coming back in reassuring numbers. Even with unusual restrictions on commercial and subsistence fishermen earlier this summer, returns were so low that the department issued an emergency order in August to stop all harvesting of Chinook region-wide. Forecasts for kings in 2018 look equally grim. According to Elliott, the department is again predicting barrel-scraping returns for Chinook stocks from the Chilkat, Yunuk, Taku, and Setuk rivers. The official closure for winter kings will be announced after the board meets January 11th to 23rd in Sitka. Governor Bill Walker's new budget fills a gap that could have shut the ferry system down for much of the spring. The spending plan, released Friday, also funds the full Alaska Marine Highway schedule for the next fiscal year. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
A complex provision in this fiscal year's budget cut about a fifth of the Marine Highway's funding. If the money isn't replaced, General Manager John Falvey says ships will stop sailing.
We feel we can operate the ferry system until approximately the middle of April 2018. Then we would, in essence, have to shut the system down.
Until the next budget year?
Yes.
That begins July 1st, so all ferries would be tied up for about 2.5 months. But there's a remedy in the Walker administration's budget. It restores the funds, about $24 million, and that would allow the ferry system to continue serving its 35 port communities if it remains in the spending plan.
I would think the legislature will support it.
Sitka Senator Bert Stedman chairs his chamber's transportation committee. He says he expects opposition, but so far, finance committee leaders haven't disapproved.
Co-chairs had been notified over a month ago that, you know, by letter that this was coming, and if they didn't agree to it, to let the administration know. As far as I know, there was no objections to it.
The money is in what's called the supplemental budget. It includes appropriations that fill gaps in this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. Funding for the fiscal year starting July 1st is listed in the operating budget. Walker's version of that proposes a small drop in ferry system funding, less than 1%. But Falvey says service will increase slightly because some ships are cheaper to sail than others.
We'll run the Columbia a little bit less and the Malaspina a little bit more. So we, because of the ship configuration that we have this year, with even a little less money, going to be able to run a few more weeks of service.
Next year's Marine Highway budget is just under $140 million. Walker's spending plan also includes money for a separate small nonprofit ferry system.
Well, certainly it's the thing that keeps us solvent.
Dennis Watson is general manager of the Inter-Island Ferry Authority. It sails one route connecting Hollis on Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan.
We come, you know, within 15 to 20% anyway of making our total operating costs out of the fare box. So we fall a little bit short, you know, at the end of the year, and this helps us make up that.
The amount is $250,000, the same as has been requested in earlier years. The governor's budget lists his administration's priorities, but the legislature makes the final decisions. That means it could take months before either ferry system knows what its funding will be like. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for joining us this evening.
what is going to happen now? It is, of course, necessary for the minds and souls of us all to...